Well, hello, it's the 16th of November 2010, and I'm here in Antwerp for the DevOps Java conference. And I've seen Kim Topley's book for In the Wild for the first time downstairs. This is the JavaFX Developer's Guide. It is pretty outstanding stuff, to be honest. Really good to see this book finally in print after such a long while. It's very much excellent to see the book with gradients and effects, and after reviewing JavaFX for the book for such a long time in a PDF. Yeah. And so, yeah, so if you really want to learn JavaFX, the language, at least in its 1.3 version, the JavaFX script, and of course the foundation of Project Visage, which is the follow-on from, then it is still worth investing in this book. I really still highly recommend it, and you can get it now. It's in print, I've seen it, and yeah, it's definitely much easier to program still in JavaFX script than it is going to be in Java. And yeah, it's just such a shame for Kim himself, who spent so much time writing the text in and having seen it for almost a year. Yeah. However, there's good things to be said about JavaFX script, at least the runtime and the platform. The foundations of the script language and the runtime means that Oracle are quite serious in making Java a user interface technology again. So my suggestions probably for Kim probably would be to expand on the book in the future. If what other alternative language developers like myself now, I include myself in that set, who are interested in domain-specific languages, are really excited by the prospects of developing a DSL for JavaFX 2.0, which means that the knowledge and of JavaFX, even though the scripting language is not being commercially supported by Oracle, it will go a long way. And also, there are things afoot here at DevOps, exciting things. I saw a tweet pic where Stephen Chin got Visage actual JavaFX code running on an Android phone. So that is that means that JavaFX Developer's Guide still at this moment really has a chance to go and be still be relevant in the future. So that here concludes my review for JavaFX Developer's Guide by Kim Topley. It's published by Addison and Wesley. The best book that you can buy today that will teach you JavaFX script and the foundation of Visage. Whatever happens to Visage, whether it will happen, it will, if we get around time to add annotations, generics, you'll find that all the code there is in the book and the text is still relevant. And there's a lot going to be happening with the domain-specific languages. So I myself can see extensions to this book again where the whole thing could be converted into Java. And definitely JavaFX 2.0 Developer's Guide is definitely still on the card. Now it's the question of Kim if he really wants to invest that energy again. And that ends the review. Thank you for listening.